I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cubs win.
Gordon Whittenmeyer taking you inside the Cubs clubhouse.
Cubs win.
Chicago Cubs. Yeah. The Chicago Sun-Times. Gordon Whittenmeyer.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Gordon Whittenmeyer joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. He covers the Chicago Cubs for the Chicago Sun-Times. Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
Morning, Gordon.
Good morning. Doing great. How are you guys?
Well, we're a little confounded. You know, just when you think Chris Bryant has hit the home run to end all home runs and to end all losing road records and all that, you end up losing a couple games to Philly, and he hits another really long home run, but you'd have to have not allowed the 11 runs to win a game with that thing. And, the road thing. The Wrigley Cubs and the road Cubs, just so bizarre.
Yeah, it's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. I mean, it's they got easily the second best home record in the National League. I mean, you know, they got the Dodgers above everybody and everything, but take the Dodgers out of the picture, and they're head and shoulders above everybody else at home. And then on the road, you know, they might as well be the Marlins, the Mariners, or, you know, pick your crappy team. That's who they are on the road, and it doesn't seem to matter who's pitching. It doesn't matter where they're playing. Their road ERA is 4.90, and that's gone down since the All-Star break. At home, they'd be leading the league by far if that was their overall ERA. It's down around 3.30-something, it's mid-threes. So it's amazing. I've never seen anything like it in teams that I've covered, four different teams for two decades plus now, and it's just the damnedest thing. You can run all the numbers you want, but good luck explaining it.
No kidding. Gordon, Cole Hamels has given up 12 runs in his last five innings over the last two outings. He was very good when he came back against the Brewers, but not the case since. Is it mechanical? Is it physical? Is it a combination of both?
Yeah, he says it's mechanical. He and the club swear that this has nothing to do with any lingering effects from the injury other than possibly getting back up to speed with some of his mechanics after the layoff. He did, however, have a flu bug early on in coming back, and you could still kind of hear it in his voice a little bit yesterday after the game. So it could be that he's got a little bit of that, but, you know, his velocity looks okay. I think the mechanics thing does explain it probably best. He said that first start back when the numbers looked good, he wasn't completely right then either and got away with some stuff. So this seems to be just kind of a slow start back from the injured list. Now, if it doesn't improve pretty quickly, then I don't know what you do. But he's a veteran who's done this so many times, and assuming that he's healthy, I think he'll be fine. He was their best pitcher for the season until they got hurt. I mean, by a pretty good margin, and he was the hottest guy in pretty much in baseball, close to it in June with an ERA of just right around 1.20. So if he gets right again, there's no reason to think that. And he can't if he's healthy. He should be all right down the stretch.
How? What's the word on Hayward? He obviously was scratched yesterday, and that led to Tony Kemp leading off, and that's never a good thing.
Well, that was a weird one, too, because everybody's downplaying it, Hayward in particular, insists that he's not going to go on the injured list with this thing, but then he describes waking up in the middle of the night and going to get out of bed, and the knee locks up. Sharp pain, tries to bend it, sharp pain, it's all swollen up. Loosens up on him during the day, takes some BP, gets hot, and he's better. It's still kind of in there, so they give him a couple of days off. He insists this is just a day or two type of a thing, and just needs rest. But it sounds weird. I'm not going to speculate on people's injuries or anything like that, but I've had some knee things before, and you know, when you talk about things locking up and sharp pains, that sounds like things being in the wrong place. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a major injury or anything like that, but sometimes that's, you know, more than rest. I mean, even if it's something as minor as meniscus, that's something that's an actual injury. So you can play through that kind of stuff. Maybe he has been more than he lets on. And it should calm down at some point here. Yeah, I guess you just trust him, but it's weird, and it just the way he describes it is, you know, makes it sound a little scarier than he says it is.
Gordon, really good story in the Sun-Times the other day about Nick Castellanos. You mark the beginning of sort of like the last 2 years. 2 years ago, his father had brain cancer and was beginning the road back after finding it was in remission. Nick Castellanos has had an impact on this clubhouse. Joe talked about this is what hunger looks like. It reminds us about that. Anthony Rizzo kind of pushed back of that a little bit with Jesse Rogers and said that, you know, he doesn't necessarily like hearing that. When he hears that, he throws it out the window. We're all hungry in here. Did you detect anybody else having that same reaction, and what did you make of Rizzo's response?
I don't know that they all had the same reaction, except that you see them feeding each other. You see the pantomime thing now, so they're obviously aware of it. I think they ought to pay attention to it, because this has been, at least from the outside looking in, an issue. And you know, you should at least consider the possibility. This is a team where this young core doesn't know anything different than making the playoffs, and as much success as they've had, that's not an easy thing to do. And to think that you can turn it on at some point, or that it is easy, or easier than it is, it might contribute to part of where they're at.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was just going to say we were looking at home run numbers. We were talking about, you know, the home runs. Eloy Jimenez got to 20 yesterday, and we were kind of speculating on how many he could hit. And then you look at what the Cubs are doing. Rizzo's got 21. I mean, the whole world is hitting home runs. I believe Jorge Soler is like fifth in Major League Baseball with
right.
35, something like that. And you see Rizzo, who, you know, of all these guys, he has four times been over 30, a career high 32, three different seasons, and he's got 21 home runs, and the power outage is inexplicable. So while he's complaining that he's hungry, you know, I don't know, either move him to lead off or hit a, you know, show it.
Yeah, look, he goes through streaks, so you've seen this before. He got off to a good start this year for the first time in 3 years, I think. So, you know, he's having this streak in a different time of the year. The thing is, he's still getting on base. I think he's on base during this power. He's got one extra base hit this month. But he's on base is like 400. So he's still doing things. He's still getting on base and contributing while they're not pitching to him, while he's not hitting home runs, and he'll get streaky again and you know, start hitting a few home runs. But, yeah, to your point, I mean, look, as soon as they won the World Series, and most of these guys were in their second years at that point, you're talking about that huge hangover. And then in 18, they got off to a slightly better start. It was more consistent, and they won more games that year. But couldn't close out the Brewers at the end, couldn't win a home game to save their lives when they faced two really important ones at the end, and that was on the hitting. I mean, you look back at what they've done since they got good, and it's been because they pitched better than anybody. And the hitters have been good. They've been good enough, but they haven't been what carried this team, not by a long shot. It's been the pitching. And so now you're seeing the pitching sputter, particularly on the road. You're seeing all kinds of problems in the bullpen with injuries and performance levels, and they're not deep enough and the whole thing. And the result is this really weird, erratic performance level all season long. And it might wind up costing them. So if somebody wants to say, well, hey, I don't like that that somebody's suggesting that this new guy is hungrier than we are, well, then, like you said, Molly, get hungry. I mean, show that that's not the case. Maybe you should get mad.
Before I let you go, Gordon, how big is today's game for the Cubs, and what do you expect out of Darvish?
Well, I'm still not going to try to say one game is important. I mean, obviously, Sunday's big comeback win wasn't nearly as important as some people wanted to make it out to be either, except that it keeps you from having, what, a five-game losing streak right now. Darvish, this one's important just because of Darvish. I mean, if he continues to perform well, that's a really good sign going forward and a really important one for this team. He's the one starter that's actually performed better on the road more consistently than anybody else on the team. And I don't know why that wouldn't continue. I don't know if it'll be enough. We'll find out. I mean, they've only scored three runs the last two nights. The Phillies don't have real deep pitching. You see Drew Smyly's pitching today for the Phillies. Cubs cast off. So, yeah, I mean, if they lose, I don't think it's the end of the world. They could really use a win, but the big thing to watch is just is Darvish still pitching well.
All righty, Gordon. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up with you.
Thanks, Gordon.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
That is Gordon Whitmire. He, of course, with the Chicago Sun-Times covering the Cubs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.